السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today's hadith is one of the wonderful principles of Islam concerning halal and haram, the lawful and the unlawful. An in Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhuma, Nu'man bin Bashir, father and son of both Sahaba and companions of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he states, Nu'man radiallahu anh, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I heard the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Inna al-halala bayinun wa inna al-harama bayinun, that verily what is halal is clear-cut, is explicit. We know, for example, water, for example, juice, for example, things, rice, fruit, vegetable, fish. So all this clear-cut we know is halal. وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ, and verily certain things explicitly are haram, gambling, drugs, fornication, adultery, interest, all these type of things, clearly kufr and shirk are absolutely haram. However, وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبَهَاتٌ, but in between the two, there are some grey areas. If you look at it from one perspective, it will look halal. If you look at it from another perspective, another angle, then you will find that it is haram. So from one side halal, from another side haram. So what should we do in a case like this? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ya'labuhunna kathirun minan nas. Majority of the people will not know this regarding the masses and the people. So meaning the real jurists, the real fuqaha, the real ulama, the real sheikhs, the real muftis, they will be the ones to explain to you whether we should accept it as halal or accept it as haram, because it is a grey area. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was, who is, will always be the only rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving advice. فَمَنِ اتَّقَ الشُّبَهَاتِ, so whosoever stays away from these grey areas, اِسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَإِرْضِهِ, then that person has purified his deen and his honour and dignity. Meaning this is a sign of a devoted, dedicated Muslim. His religion will be pure and saved, and inshallah his honour and dignity will also be protected by Almighty Allah. This hadith here is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. Just to divert for a moment, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his beloved grandson Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu and told him, Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which places you and puts you into doubt, and rather opt for that in which there is no doubt at all. So similarly, yeah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, فَمَنْ اتَّقَ الشُّبَهَاتِ, that whosoever abstain and refrain from these grey areas and doubtful things, then he has purified his deen and religion and honour. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُهَاتِ, and those people who fall into these grey areas, into these doubtful things, وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ, eventually they will then fall into absolutely haram things. So this is what we see is happening today, that people look for loopholes, people look for grey areas, and then slowly, slowly, gradually, they end up absolutely in haram. We see people today are legalizing riba and interest. People are trying to legalize alcohol. People are trying to legalize, fornication, adultery. So many things people are trying to do, which are absolutely haram. But they look for some loophole, and then eventually they end up in the absolute haram. Karra'i, like a person who's a shepherd, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving an example. You have a shepherd, yara hawl al hima. Now that shepherd, he is taking his animals around the boundary, somebody else's farm, but now he's right there at the border. So what will happen? Yushiku ayyarta afi. It is near that dead animals of his will enter somebody else's farm and start grazing there. You know it is not your farm, it is somebody else's farm, yet you took your few animals and right by the border, right by the fence of that person's farm. So these are animals, what they going to worry? So they found there is a broken fence somewhere or something, so they went into somebody else's property and started grazing there. Allah, behold, wa inna li kulli malikin himan. For every ruler, every king, there is a boundary. There are parameters. Allah, behold and remember. Wa inna himallahi maharimuhu. The boundaries of Almighty Allah are those things which Almighty Allah made haram, whether it is in our speech. Allah made haram regarding our actions. Allah made haram regarding those places to be there. You say, no, I'm going for holiday, but that place there has a big casino or a small casino. But I'm going for holiday, but I'll just go see what's happening in the casino. So obviously, once you start going to such places, then you will start gambling also. So that is what is haram. To enter there is haram also. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala also has, you must remember, his own maharim, and that is to show that these are the boundaries designated by Allah. Allah, and behold and remember, O Ummah, wa inna fil jasadi mudgha, that in the pure body there is a piece of flesh, and that piece of flesh, idha swalahat swalaha al jasadu kullu, when that piece of flesh is good, then the whole body will be good. Wa idha fasadat, and when that piece of flesh is corrupted, corroded, rusted, fasad al jasadu kullu, then the whole body becomes corrupted, corroded, and rusted. What indeed is that piece of flesh? Allah, behold, wa hiya al qalb, it is the heart. So each one of us, qalb, you see, when we drive during the night time, then we have our park lights, our dumb lights, our bright lights, so we can change it. So this heart, we can change it. Today, our hearts are saturated with the love of this world. So we need to saturate it with the love of Allah, Jalla wa Ala, with the love of Mustafa Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the love of Deenul Islam, and that will motivate us and inspire us to stay away from the haram. This is authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. So each one of us should think. We know what is halal. We know what is haram. The grey areas, instead of looking for loopholes, rather abstain and refrain. And to polish our heart, let us read Quran Sharif abundantly. Let us read Durood Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam abundantly. Let us make dhikr abundantly, and in that way we purify and cleanse our hearts and build mechanism and defense systems from the assault and waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.